Yes, it's me. Don't just stand there with your jaw hanging open. Let me in. How long were you going to make me wait outside? Well, yes, I know you were sleeping. I am aware that humans require more rest than elves. I assumed that urgent knocking at your door would indicate to you that your boon companion needs you. Okay, I suppose you had no way of knowing it was me, specifically. Never mind that. I have an urgent problem. I require your bed. You heard me. Your bed. I'm sorry. I sometimes forget I'm speaking to a human, and a male at that. I shall use smaller words when possible. You recall, of course, that I am of noble blood? Good. And that my upbringing was in the city of Artorian, the city of great towers? Yes, well, this city is far more civilized and more ordered than this, quaint human settlement. Specifically, my home is quiet. No one should be on the streets at this hour. I keep hearing people moving around outside, and unlike you, I'm on the first floor. The window latch is broken. Afraid? No, it's just that I'm very sensitive to sounds, and it's impossible to sleep. I see you nodding in agreement. Excellent. Wait, why are you leaving? You were offering to switch rooms with me. No, that defeats the whole purpose. Why? Well, I feel that it is only appropriate if I had a guard. Yes, someone to ensure my safety, as a noble. Why are you still leaving? You're offering to guard this room, right outside the door, so I can sleep soundly and with privacy. Ah, I hadn't thought of that. What? No, that still isn't acceptable. Why not? Well, you're too slow. Yes, too slow. Remember how long it took you to answer the door? Well, if I needed help, I would be long dead by the time you arrived. Well, I think you should be as close as possible. No, beside the bed is out of the question. We absolutely must share the same bed. I understand how others might interpret this, but it is a risk that we must take for my safety. I see we're finally on the same page. Good. Let's just lay down and try and rest. This is nice. Here, in your bed. With you. What? Why did I come to your room specifically? Well, you were the natural choice, being the fighter, with your hard but gleaming muscles and gentle touch and eyes that burn with blue fire. What am I doing? Taking off my skirts, bodice, and blouse, of course. It's far too hot. Does it bother you to see my delicate curves and supple but firm breasts by candlelight? No? Good. Oh, are you feeling a bit shy, perhaps? Surely you don't sleep in that tunic and trousers. No, it's quite all right for you to remove them. We elves have more advanced sensibilities about these sort of things. In fact, you looked flushed. You better take them all off. For your health, of course. Yes, that's much better. Oh, by the goddess, that is huge. How could that even fit? Human women are truly blessed. Did it get you that aroused by simply looking at me? That's very flattering. Of course, nothing can come of any such feelings. You understand. It's quite out of the question for a human and an elf to pair, make love secretly by candlelight, two bodies becoming one, your hard muscles pressing against my firm but yielding flesh. What am I doing with my hand? Well, I'm just resting it. There. That must be very uncomfortable for you to make that noise, me simply touching it. Would you like me to help? It would only be fair, with my beauty causing it. Let me just wrap my fingers around it, move slowly up and down. Oh, that was quite a moan. I think I want to hear more of that. Have you never been with an elf before? I've never been with a human before either. It never occurred to me until I saw you bathing in the river. I mean to say that I thought a cultural exchange of fluids. You just kissed me. How dare you? There. How do you like it when someone kisses you without permission? Your hands. They seem to have moved to my breasts. Please be gentle. Oh, your hands feel so good on me. So strong, but careful. Caressing my nipples, sides, cupping my ass so easily. Wait, are you touching me? I'm so wet for you. It's shameless, but now you know the truth. Perhaps I simply speak too much. Will you silence me so I speak no more embarrassing truths? Perhaps if you press your hard cock between these soft lips? Is this good enough for you? No? Do you want to use me? To use my mouth like a hole for your pleasure? I know I am difficult, but I have much more to give you as a lover. Please, will you accept me? I don't want to lie anymore. To myself, or to you. What are you doing? You want me on all fours, facing away from you? However you want me is fine. Oh, I feel you at my entrance. Oh my, yes. Yes, this is quite nice. Please just let me catch my breath. You could hurt someone with that. All right. Please start moving. Slowly. Yes, oh God, I wanted this for months. So hard not to behave wantonly or watch other women touch you. Please don't stop. This pussy is yours. Use it. Use me if it makes you happy. Please, this body's a gift to you. I love how you feel inside me. I love, I love you. I only want you to love me as well. Please, please use my pussy. Give me your gum. I want all of it inside me. Inside me, please. I want your gum to mate bond us. I love you more than you know. Oh, gotta go. Please, please, please. Yes. Oh my. That was wonderful. Yes. Please hold me. That would be lovely. Do you want to know what else is lovely? By elvish law, we're married now. For life. I'm kidding. But oh my god, as you see your face right now. Human men really are treasures.